Shalom Aleichem, sweetie's friends. This year's Shabbat special is Chus for Chaim Yonatan Mordechai ben Pesha Elka, the Rifu Asel, and the Rifu Asnom ben Leah, Soch Shachol Yisrael, and Yitzchak ben Baracha, Soch Shachol Yisrael. We're going to learn a very interesting tshuva in the Har Tzvi of a Gaon Ratzvi Pesach Frank in Siman Kuftes. 9 years ago, says Rav Tzvi Pesach, we were zochet to see Chazdei Hashem Yisbarach, that Rov Eretz Yisrael was captured from the Goyim. So this tshuva was written in 1957. And from the booty of the enemy, the Israeli army have a lot of clay seuda chadashim v'gam yishanim shehuchshu b'hagala ol b'libon. So they have a lot of dishes, cutlery, that they were machshir. And the question is, are they chayiv b'tvila? They were kasher, they were put in boiling hot water, or burned. So it takes care of the kashrus problems, also in the mitzvah of tevila. And when you're konakli suda from a goy, you have to be tovel. So some say, some poskim, that since ba'ofin rishmi ein ratzon shel mimshalas Yisrael l'shanas cheskes habayla shel ha'aravim, shel ha'aravim, v'aruchush rashim b'taras nifkadim, b'irub meruchush ha'oyev, l'chein en ha'kem alo chayabim tevila. Some people say, listen, the Israeli government doesn't want to change the cheskes habayla and say that it belongs to us. No, it belongs to the Arabs still, and we're using it. It's a hafkadah. And therefore it's not a chayv in tefillah, because it still belongs to the goy. Not only are they not chayv in tefillah, but tefillah doesn't help. They're still berishus nachri. You're only chayv in tefillah when they're berishus Yehudi. However, as for me, Didi says Ritzvi Pesach, that the government says that it still belongs to the enemy, what does this do for us? We still have a Kibush Mulchama, we still have a Kinyan Gamar Al Pi Torah, Umaisim Otsimidei, where they can say whatever they want, from Hein Piz Morgan they can talk. But we captured it, it's ours, it's now Jewish property. V'uvdehi shekol yochid v'yochid shetofas me'akelim l'tashmisho n'skavin sheyeshalo l'gamri l'chalutin. As every individual takes it for himself, the government also takes it for himself, and they're not planning to return it to the enemy. So ma piton, what are you talking about when you tell me that it still belongs to the Arabs? It's not true. They're Jewish property, and you had their chayv and tefillah. However, there's a makom yun mitzad acher of their chayv and tefillah, and that's behekdem what the goyin Rav Meir Don of Ostrov brings the kasha of the Mefarshim. Why weren't they commanded al tefilas kelim b'milchemes sichon ve'og? The Ramban already asked a similar question. The Ramban says, why they were only asked, in Parshas Matos, famous Ramban, why were they only commanded to do hag'ola, to kasher the clay Midian, and not earlier on in the war with Sichon and Og, that they also took the booty v'atam, and for the Ramban. Ki Sichon ve'og malchei amorihem ve'aretzam minachalas Yisraelu v'hutalam kol shlalam afilo ha'isurim. He says, not a problem, because when they take Sichon and Og, this is part of the land, the extended, broader land of Israel. And all of our shalal is mutter. T'chziv u'batim, all of their booty is mutter. T'chziv u'batim et meleim kol tuv asher melom ilesa. The rabbis say, even kidli t'chaziri, even chazir they're allowed to eat. So you don't have a problem with the kelim of the goyim. But Midian, lohaya mishalahem, Midian was not theirs. In other words, it doesn't belong to the Jewish people. And they only took their land to be nokem nikmasam, like the Torah says. But they don't have any special heter to eat iser. So therefore, only in Midian they need hagolas kelim, but not in Sichon and Og, because their land were part of Israel. And that the Torah is matir, and the Midian is not, and therefore that the Torah is not matir, you need to be machshir the kelim. So the Achronim ask, wait a second, what about mitzvahs tefilas kelim? Why was that not said in the milcham of Sichon and Og? That was before the milcham of Midian, and the mitzvah of tevila, which is not mitam achilas iser, you can't say the Torah to the Ramban. And now achilas iser was mutter for us. Tefilas kelim is mitzvah achilas iser. So the Ostrover brings in the name of the Chechanover Goin, that he's metarets the hektein by first telling us that the mitzvah of tvilas kli that's bought from a goy has a tanai, and that is dafka if the kli comes l'rishus Yisrael mirishus nachri b'li hafsek rishios, it has to come directly from the goy. Mashen kein, if the nachri dies beforehand and then it goes l'rishus Yisrael, it doesn't require tvila, and therefore dafka b'melchemet Midian that they were mechaya the tough and the nashim. So when the fathers died, when they were killed in the war, they were inherited by their wives and children. So yes, the Jewish people were kona these kelim b'kibush mulchama, and they required tvila, because now they're taking them from goyim. Mashein kein, and Sichon and Og, it's not direct. They killed everybody, and everything remained hefker. And then the Jewish people were zochim, they were zochim and a hefker, and they didn't come to the Jewish people directly from the possession of the goy, and therefore it doesn't require tefillah min ha-Torah. So Melchemes Midyan requires tefillah because it comes directly from a goy. Mashen kein, what comes from Melchemes Sichon and Og doesn't require tefillah because it doesn't come directly from the goy. And according to this, in our case, we can be done that the goyim, when the Israeli army was fighting against the Arabs already before the kibush, nafal pachad ha-Yehudim aleihem, like it says in Megillas Esther. They were so afraid they ran away. So it could be that Yeyush preceded the Kibush, and then it already became Hefker. And now the Jewish people are being Zocha Hefker, they're being Zocha from ownerless property, and that, we know, does not require Tevila. However, in this very Chiddush, we have to be Meir and comment from the Beis Yosef in the name of the Agos HaShri, that if a Jewish person acquires a Kli from a Goy, Shelo litzorich seuda, ela lachtoch klafim, v'chayotze bo, de ain't tzorich tvila, if you require a kli, not for tzorich seuda, just to cut cars or whatever, but you're not using it litzorich seuda, it doesn't require tvila. And this is the Beis Yosef in the Ramah, right? Sh'te'im Yisrael sheni, kenomi Yisrael rishon litzorich seuda, tzorich tvila, gabe yasheni. Now let's say Jew number two buys it from Jew number one, Litzarech Seuda, then it requires Tevila. Aye, and if you hold that Chiyuv Tevila is only when the Kli went directly from the hands of the Goy into the hands of the Jew without any Hefsek Rishuyos, here in the case of the Ramah, that Yisrael bought it from a Jew and not from the Goy, and in the hands of the first Jew there was no Mitzvah Tevila. It wasn't considered a Kli Seuda. And nevertheless, when the second Jew bought it, we see that the mitzvah of Tevila is Chal. What a gewaldic akasha. So even though it didn't come to his Rishus directly from the hand of the Goy, and there was a Hefsek Rishuyos, and this Hefsek Rishuyos was in the hands of the Jew, or was no longer Chayiv in Tevila, nevertheless, Paskins the Beis Yosef, it's still Chayiv, Paskins the Beis Yosef, and the Ramah, nevertheless, it's still Chayav in Tevila, even though there's a Hefsek Rishios, and this is not like the Chiddush of the Chechen of Ragon, who holds that if there's a Hefsek Rishios, there's no Chiyot Tevila, no here, there's, you see there's a Hefsek Rishios, and he's still Chayav in Tevila. However, it's not Mukhruch, because we can say, Mikavanas Hagoyin Hanal at Chechen Aver, that Dafka Hefsek Shal Rishios of somebody who's not a Bar Chiyuva, if such a rishus is mafsik bein rishus nachli rishus Yisrael, such a hefsek is chotzeit shelo yochul ala kli chiyuv tevila, the havara rishus Yisrael rishus nachri garim lechiyuv ze mashe enkein benyudon shel harama. So if it's the chatzitza of somebody who's not chayiv, that pater is one from tevila, because havara rishus Yisrael merishus nachri causes this chiv, havara l'rishus Yisrael merishus nachri, havara merishus Yisrael merishus nachri, that's what's garim the chiv. And if a non bar chiyuva is in the middle, that patters the kli from tevila. Masha enkein benidon shel haramah, there sof kol sof, there was no rishus of a lav bar chiyuva. The Jew in the middle, you're right, in this particular instance, he bought it not Litzarech HaSeuda, but he's still a Bar Chiyuva. Because the Kli came to the Rishus Yisrael directly from the Rishus Nachri. So the fact that the first Jew did not want it for Suuda doesn't matter, because it went from a Goy into the Rishus of the Jew, and now it's sort of in limbo. And the second, a Jew, even though it's the second Jew, the second a Jew wants it L'tzarach HaSuuda, now it's Chayv in Tefillah. So it could be the Chachan of Argon's Chiddush is correct. Let's say I buy a Kli from a Goy Shalom L'tzarach Suuda, and then I change my mind, I say L'tzarach Suuda, is it Chayv in Tefillah? Of course. See, here also there was a Jew in the middle, a Jew's a bar chiyuv, and he just didn't want it L'tzarach HaSuuda, but it's not considered a hefsek. It's just in limbo until somebody, a Jew, does want it L'tzarach HaSuuda, but it's considered as having gone directly from Rishus Goy to Rishus Jew without anything in the middle. Aval mikol makom, it would seem that without a raya muchrachas, it's very hard to be mechadish that a hefsek bein rishuyos is mevatel mitzvahs tefillah, like the Chachan of Argon wanted to be mechadish. And if you have this kasha of why they were not mitztave in the earlier war of Sichon and Og, in the earlier war of Sichon and Og, in Tevilas Kalim, and from this the Chachan ever wanted to build that they taka weren't chayv in Tevilas Kalim in the war of Sichon and Og because they were Zochem and Ahefker. So that's not really muchrach. First of all, some people hold that Tevilas Kalim that are lakuach min hanochri is only midrabanan. They weren't commanded at all. It's only a din d'rabbanan, only came much later. Other people, however, hold, other Rishonim, hold that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Ramban asks from the mitzvah of Hagala why they weren't mitzvah in the Milchama of Sichon and Og. And from his lashon in Parshas Matos, it would seem that it's not clear to him that tevila is not the oraisa, because the Ramban writes, "The libi maharher od lomar shehat tevila hazos midivrehem vehamikra smachtas." Also, could be that the tevila is only midrabanan. And the kraz and asmachtam libi mahar, he's not so sure, but maybe the tefillah really is d'oraisa. But why didn't he answer the question mikoach kushiyaso? He asked about Hagala. Why was Hagala not said in the milchama of Sichon and Og? So this kasha he can also ask about Tevilas Kalim. Why doesn't he ask the kasha also about Tevilas Kalim? And the teretz he gives is not shaykh that heterim isuri achila or mutter. That's not shaykh to Tevilas Kalim. So he could have proven from here very nicely that Tevilas Kalim is derabanan. That would have answered his question. The Ramban could have said, I want to prove, even though the Ramban is not sure, he thinks that maybe Tefilas Kalim is D'oraisa, the Ramban should have proved from himself that Tefilas Kalim is only D'rabbana. How would he have proved that? From the fact that they were only commanded, we only find a pasuk about Tefilas Kalim with respect to the Mulchama of Midian, not to the Mulchama of Sichon and Og. Why weren't they commanded earlier by Sichon and Og? The answer is they weren't commanded at all. It's only a Din D'rabbanan. So why didn't the Ramban prove that it's a Din D'Rabbanan? See, the Ramban isn't sure. The Ramban thinks tefillah might be d'oraisa. So therefore, it would appear that you can't ask this question. Ein lahakshos al mitzvah shenemar be'etzis man. Why was the mitzvah given now and not earlier? Because mitzvahs weren't all given at once. There were mitzvahs that were given in Mara, and there were mitzvahs that were Bo'al Moed, and there were mitzvahs that were given by Arvas Moav. So there's no salka daitach, there's no havamina to ask on some type of mitzvah that was said at a certain time why it wasn't said before. Because every mitzvah has makom of a shaita, that has its time and place. You can't ask why now and not later, why now and not earlier. And it's very likely that we can say that the Iker Yesod Kushis HaRamban, who asks on Hagolas Kalim, is because, why it wasn't said earlier, is because the mitzvah of Hagolah is not a chiddush din of Isser Veheter. Hagolah is lafrushe meisurin, that they were already commanded at Sinai. And Hagolah is to tell you that tam ki Iker, like Rabbi Kiva holds in the Gemara. And therefore the Ramban who paskins that tam ki Iker is Doraisa, has Akasha. Why weren't they mitzdave? This is part of Macholos Asuras that they're already commanded on. So they should have already been commanded on Hagolah b'Melchemes Sichon V'Og, because on the Etzem Isur they're already commanded at Sinai. And now this is telling you an additional chiddush. The Tam Ki Iker, so they should, the first chance, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have said, hey, you have to do Hagolas Kalim. So that's why the Ramban asked that Kasha. Mashen came the mitzvah of Tvilas Kalim, which is a new mitzvah that was mischadesh bizman shenemra. There's no kasha on why it wasn't said earlier in the Mocham of Sichon and Og. Because many mitzvahs were said later, Vanastaris L'Shem Elokeinu. So we can't build a new din based on this kasha, why it wasn't said earlier. The only reason it was said later by Midyan is because by Midyan there was no Hefsek Rishus. But by Sichon and Og there was a Hefsek Rishus, and that patters you from Tvila. You can't build on that. Why? Because maybe it's not true. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu just gave the mitzvah later for his reasons, whatever his reasons were. But that doesn't prove that there was that in principle there should be no tefilas kelim when there's a hefsek rishios b'emtza, like in the war of Sichon and Og, where it was hefker, where they killed everybody and it was hefker. So Haskana Ladina, according to this, it would seem that the kelim shenaflu lidei tzal, when the army captured these kelim, they would be chayv and tefillah, because sof they came from goyim. So in this shir we learned some very very big yesodas. Rav Hirsch Pesach, they call him. But Tzvi Hirsch would be the same thing twice. His tshuvas are very lumdish and very sharp and very enjoyable, sweeter than sweet. So we learned the shaila here, are they chayv in tefillah? Some people say that it's not chayv in tefillah, the kelim, because they're not really ours, we're just borrowing them from the goyim. He says, what do you mean we're borrowing from them from the goyim? We're keeping them for ourselves and we plan to keep for ourselves forever, and therefore they should be chayv in tefillah. But he wanted to come itam acher, that maybe there's a hefsek rishios b'emsa. And that's why the HaKadosh Baruch Hu only commanded in the Milcham of Midian to do Tvilas Kelim, and not in the Milcham of Sichon and Og. Because in the Milcham of Sichon and Og, they taka weren't chayv in Tvila. Because in the middle it was hefker. Hashem came Milcham is Midian, that they kept the women and children alive, and there was no hefsek rishios b'emsa there. They're chayv in Tvila. Just like the Ramban asked by Hagala, the Ramban also asked why it was only said later. But the teretz of the Ramban that the Macholas Asuras, there was no Yisrael Macholas Asuras in the Mocham of Sichon and Og, because that's considered part of Eretz Yisrael, and Midyan there was, that wasn't considered part of capturing Eretz Yisrael, that was just Linkomis Nikmasam. So that teretz obviously doesn't apply here, because Tfilos Kelim has nothing to do with kashrus, with being able to eat Aser foods. So based on this kasha, we can prove that Hefsek Rishios is not Machayev in Tevila. And Mimela, when we take it from the Arabs, since it was Hefker in the middle, because the Arabs ran away, I wouldn't be chayav in tefillah. However, there's a big kasha on this, because we see that if a Jew buys it and there's a hefsek because he's not planning to use it for a su'uda, and then another Jew buys it from him, the second Jew is nevertheless chayav in tefillah. So you see that hefsek rishus doesn't help. Then we want to make a chiluk. No, maybe really it's not considered hefsek rishus because it went directly from a goy to a Jew. It was just in limbo until a Jew decides to use it for the su'uda. Just like if a Jew would desire to use it for not for su'uda and then change his mind and use it for su'uda, it's going to be in chayav in tefillah. However, it's very hard to build a chiddush on this whole yisod of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't command it earlier. Why did he only command it later? Hanistaris l'Hashem Elokeinu, v'naglos l'anam l'adolam. You know, Hashem does these things, commands at different times. Different mitzvahs were given at different times for whatever reason, whatever the divine knowledge was, divine understanding. And the only reason the Ramban asked the Kasha Nagala is Kalim, because that's really a sniff, that's really a hemshech of the mitzvahs of Sinai, not eating macholos asuros. So he said, so if you're not eating macholos asuros and tam kikers daraisa, so why wasn't this given earlier on in the Mulcham of Sichonog, this mitzvah of Gala? And that the Ramban answered. What the Ramban answered, that there was no, in the Mulcham of Sichonog, there was no isser of macholos asuros. So the fizeh, the halacha would be that they have to be tov of the Kalim that they took for the enemies, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yerachem, Alamo, Yisrael, and we should continue defeating our enemies whenever they attack us, and we shouldn't have to fight wars in the first place. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu should be Goal Asanu Gula Solamim, Ken Yiratzan Amen Ve Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.